B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a whore.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Don't even want to hear about that team they call the Jets, Jets, Jets. 'Cause right down the road, not far from here, we've got the world champion Pats, Pats, Pats. Ah, 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 yeah, 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 Jets suck.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios. You can call us at 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv at the Twitch app. And I got many, many messages saying people were going to get up early and call in, so feel free.
Sure, why not? It's not like you don't know what's coming after that.
But what's odd about it is that I said the Patriots were going to win. They're a way better team. I said that Belichick would confuse Wilson. Now, I didn't know Wilson was going to play that poorly.
Well,
but then all I said was Wilson athletically would do things that made you go, oh, my God, which he did. Listen, he played horribly. I can't make the argument he didn't. And in fact, that last interception he threw, I was like, even my daughter was like, whoa.
Yeah, like, who was that to?
Yeah, that was to nobody.
Yeah.
But, like, all I was saying was there was a play where he threw one to Berrios where he was walking back, where he was, like, scrambling backwards, threw off his foot and threw 40 yards on the dime to the guy.
He's got a great arm.
That's
no doubt.
And that was the only point I was making. So the only thing that pissed me off is that I'm like, I didn't say anything. Like, I said the Patriots would win.
You said
that they would confuse Wilson. And I don't, and then I started getting mad at Patriot fans because I'm like, what are you watching? Like, I understand. Yes, he was terrible. I wrote he was terrible. But, I mean, my Lord, don't write the kid off. I mean, that he's just going to be the worst thing that's ever happened.
They are not doing him any favors. I mean, I actually felt bad for him after a while. At some point, I mean, was there part of you that thought they might have taken him out of the game?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. I did too at the end. I was like, just for this kid's mental and physical health,
but
maybe you remove him near the end when it was well out of hand.
And I'm getting all the Wilson stuff out of the way now, but the thing is that Carolina's defense looked 1,000 times better than the Patriots' defense. Like, the pressure he was under on Sunday was nothing compared to the pressure he was under. He had time.
I didn't see Carolina game. I do think that the Patriots defense looked very good, but I don't think you can use it as a measuring stick because of what we now know the Jets to be.
Well, I'll tell you the difference. It's in Carolina, they couldn't run the ball. They ran the ball effectively against the Patriots.
They got like 150 yards, I think, on the ground.
Yeah. And then also the pressure. The sad thing is Wilson was not pressured nearly as much as he was in the Carolina game. He had time to throw and still screwed up, which is, you know, something that they're going to have to work
on. Those interceptions, I'm trying to think of how many of those were Patriots pressures or whatever. There's only one ball, one of those four interceptions that I can think of where you're like, okay, that's a great play by a Patriots defender.
First one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, the first one's
other
the one you can say
that
about.
I mean, one went right through Corey Davis's hands. Yeah. One was
Wilson's fault, too.
Well,
it was too high.
Maybe it was a little too high, but Davis, who we've been led to believe is a decent receiver, it went through his hands.
It did go through his hands. And then the last two were
The one to McCourty was a pop-up.
The one to McCourty was a punt. It was, yeah. I mean, he essentially just threw it up
in the
air. It
was a punt. It was nowhere close to anybody.
Well, what happened?
J.C. Jackson undercut a route that most quarterbacks would have seen coming.
Right. The thing, what happened to Wilson is he obviously started freaking out and then started pressing and started just chucking the ball downfield.
Yeah, he got scared. But look, yesterday was more about the Jets being horrible than it was about the Patriots being great. Can we all agree on this?
Yes.
I mean, if you had to put the weight on either one, it's that the Jets are a worse team than the Patriots are a good team.
But the Jets played terribly.
Yes.
But the Patriots didn't make mistakes. No, they cleaned up from last week.
So congratulations.
They improved from last week.
But here's the deal is that the Patriots turned the ball over four times. The Patriots couldn't capitalize on that. For the most part,
they got the ball twice at the Jet 35.
Yes.
On those interceptions.
Yes.
One was an interception, and one was that Devin McCourty return of that punt. And they, same problems as week one. They couldn't get the ball in the end zone. Now, you're saying, well, you're nitpicking. Yes, I am, because I've heard time and time again how this is an 11 or 12 win team. Right now, they're not.
No.
Right now, they're not an 11 or 12 win team. They should have beaten Miami, and they took care of business against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Congratulations. But if you're telling me that this team's going to go 12 and 5 or 11 and 6, I don't see it.
Right. Listen, they did what they're supposed to do. You blow out bad teams.
They didn't blow them out.
They did blow them out.
No, they didn't put up enough points for a blowout. Now, Mike Reese.
Beat them by what? 19 points?
Was it 25 to 7? If you get four turnovers, you should be putting up 30 some odd points. So listen, so Mike Reese, we all agree Mike Reese, you know, is, let's just say he's fair. Maybe he sides a little with the Patriots. They had to rank the teams. They did an exercise in ESPN where the beat writers ranked their confidence in the teams, and his confidence in the Patriots went down after the game. So, I mean, whatever the reason is, they're not letting Mac Jones do anything.
Well, and that's part of it. I think what we're seeing now is that Bill, regardless, saw Jones under pressure a lot in the first half. They took advantage of the right tackle, which I'm sure we'll get into. But the other thing is he's still throwing short and intermediate routes. They're not pushing the ball down the field. Now, he didn't have time early, but when he did have time, they stayed with the short game and ran the football as much as possible. The offense was what, 260 yards yesterday total?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not world-beating.
Dan, if you can get me the stat sheet for the
against
game.
Against this team. That's not world-beating.
And one of the touchdowns is Damien Harris just saying, I'm not going down.
I mean, he broke seven tackles on that run. That was unbelievable.
He broke tackles. It was a great run, but even more so, the Jets. Jesus Christ, you can't tackle the guy. Like, I mean, they missed him in the backfield, and then someone had a clean shot at him, and then he just dragged the pile, which was very impressive.
So, Rich, you're right. They took care of business against a really bad team,
and they did the one thing that I think a lot of people want to see them do, and that is clean up their mistakes.
They did,
and I think that was one of the most encouraging ones.
They did all of those things, but I think it's very tough to get a gauge on how good this team is based on yesterday.
When you're handed the ball four times.
Yeah, you had a quarterback that crapped himself. You had a defense that got gashed in the running game.
Yeah, that is true. But to say that wasn't a blowout is insincere. I mean, it was a blowout game. They blew out a bad team.
They could have and should have scored more points, but they won by three touchdowns.
Okay, at the end, I mean, it was close throughout, and then in the fourth quarter, they pulled away. I mean,
I'd like to see more, and
I'm not saying you're wrong, but a blowout to me is like when Kansas City beat the Patriots and it was on to Cincinnati. That's like a blowout.
For this team to get to where everyone thinks they should be, there's a lot of ground to pick up.
I mean, that game was 13-3 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, man, the Jets suck. This isn't about the Jets. You can kill me about Zach Wilson, that's fine, and it's fun, and I hope you do. So much for all the phone calls first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'm looking at the phones here.
We're going to be lined up. I can't wait to talk to Fred on Monday. Right. I got those two.
So 617.
Yeah.
779-0. What is the number? 0985?
Yes. We take so few calls.
We do. So we never give out the number.
Because I'll take the medicine on Wilson and I'll argue my point. I'll argue that I didn't say anything that was incorrect. Because he was so bad, maybe I put the number of plays where you'd go, ooh. They kept replaying an incompletion that he had, too, where he evaded nine guys to get rid of the ball. The kid's a great athlete. Is he going to be a good quarterback? The Jets probably ruin him. LaFleur doesn't really know what it look like when he knows what he's doing. But I will argue. But I mean, I'm with Reese. I mean, I look at this game and I'm like, this Patriots team is not impressive.
I don't know how you can think that they got worse. That's the only thing. Ask Reese. Like from one to the next. And he said it was a beat reporter that said
Reese,
that they got
Mike
worse.
Reese.
Oh, Mike Reese thinks that they got worse.
His confidence in the team is lower today.
That's interesting.
Than it was yesterday.
That's an interesting take. I'd actually like to see his reasoning on that because
Good luck for me to find it because it's on ESPN.
All right, we'll see if we can find that because, as I said, of all the things that you saw yesterday, they A, did what they were supposed to do, beat up a bad team, and B, they cleaned up mistakes. And I don't know how you can take a look at just those two things and not be somewhat encouraged from one week to the next. Because, I mean, I think we all understand and we all agree that the first game that they should have had, and maybe if they would have played this way against Miami and had better ball control, and you want to talk about redemption games, I mean, what you saw from Damian Harris yesterday was pretty much the definition of that. So that was good. It didn't get into his head. He said, I don't want one game to define me. That was nice. He was able to go out there and do that. No one's going to blow up Mac Jones's head today. I thought Mac Jones was fine. It was kind of interesting, though, to see the difference between two rookie quarterbacks. And I know, obviously, they are apparently expecting Zach Wilson to do a hell of a lot more because they're letting him sling it around.
Well,
the one thing you can say is that at least the coaching, the staff here with the Patriots, apparently are using Mac Jones the right way.
Oh, no. Well, we knew
in
that.
In order to stay successful.
Well, we knew that. We've said numerous times that Mac Jones was going to have the best rookie season.
And let him get comfortable before they're able to have him open it up.
And Zolak, because, at the end of the game, I went to watch my son ump a game. So I was, in the car for the very end of the game, and mm-hmm. Zolak made the point. He's like, the Jets really got to figure out why they're making this kid do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why he's being put in a position where he has to do everything when you look at Mac Jones, who we said numerous times, myself included, is going to have a better rookie year. He is. I don't know how many times they can say it. I mean, I've said it.
No, I guess it's criticism that he is not opening it up and that it's kind of more dink and dunk. I think it's probably because
I got it. I got the confidence.
Oh, you do? Oh, you got the Mike Reese thing?
Yeah.
Because I would like to hear. Because that's a good, I don't say it's a good take, but it's an interesting take. Okay. And Mike Reese is obviously somebody who knows what he's talking about.
All right. Do you want me to just read the bottom line?
How about we come back? Because we've got some great Scott Zolak audio as well that we can get
good.
To.
All right. Well, that Damian Harris touchdown, I'm sure he.
I deliberately did not listen this morning when I came in. I can't wait to hear.
There's also some pretty funny stuff that I don't know you happened during the game, but you're going to love it. So okay. I have some of that here as well.
I didn't hear any except for the end. And then I'll give you the Reese thing, and then now here are the phone calls. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Recapping what you missed is Country Rich.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, I'll read you the Reese thing. Do you want me to just read you the confidence rating? You want me to read you the two paragraphs?
Well, I want to just hear his justification for why he doesn't feel as confident or less confident after week two.
Yeah. Reese's confidence rating 0 to 10, 6.2 down from 6.5. Until the Patriots get their struggles in pass protection sorted out, it's hard to imagine them competing with some of the top teams in the NFL.
So it's a pass protection thing?
Yeah, their pass protection
sucks.
Yeah,
the first half was not good.
But I mean, that's the one thing that he's quoting is why his confidence rating is gone down.
Well, I can read you the rest of it. How much is...
No, I mean, I just trying to find out why he's justifying that.
Well, I mean, this is what he wrote.
Yeah.
How much is the Patriots offense holding back with rookie Mac Jones, those hoping to see the Patriots open things Up in Jones' second career start was disappointed as it was a mostly conservative approach. Jones was 22 of 30 for 186 yards without a touchdown or interception. He hasn't had many long downfield throws. The reason for this, of course, starting with some shaky pass protection, particularly at right tackle.
Yeah.
The return of starting tackle Trent Brown calf next week would be a significant boost.
Yeah, they brought in that, what's the guy's name? Yasser?
Yasir Durant.
Yeah, Yasir Durant.
He started, almost got Jones killed multiple times, and then they brought Justin Herron, a draft pick.
Who he got
was
hurt.
Who was lousy in week one. And he got dinged.
Yeah.
So they're struggling. So they need Trent Brown back.
I agree with Mike Reese. If that's his justification for why they went down, that is a massive concern. And you saw it. I mean, the guy was like a revolving door. And if they've got the third string guy and hurt, and you got to go with this Yasser again, dude, you're screwed. Unless they move some guys around on that line.
See, but
by the way, they also gave up a ton of rushing yards to a team that couldn't run the ball.
And it has a patchwork offensive line. It was not good.
Couldn't run the ball. And also, were you concerned about Wilson? I mean, he threw a ball right to Devin McCourty. I mean, that was a team you should have stopped rushing. A team that shouldn't have been able to run the ball. Michael Carter looked like the second coming in that game, even though we only had 59 yards. All right, do you want me to take some of these phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, we could play some of the Zolak audio, which is pretty good.
All right, play the Zolak.
All right, let's start with this one.
White to the right of Jones from the gun. Hands it again to James White. Sidestep left into the end zone. Found a hole with a jump cut. Touchdown, Patriots!
That's a big one right there.
So that is Zoe warming up. A nice ass kicking yesterday. Nothing too fancy. It was just good, solid football. And although the play that might have gotten the most fans for Mr. Mac Jones, who, by the way, 22 for 30, 186 yards, still sounding stoned as hell at his press conferences afterwards, he ended up having this moment that was also, of course, a highlight reel moment for Damian Harris. Let's take a listen.
Smith, the tight end left. A handoff. Harris on the delay. Runs up the middle. Bounces off a hit. Carries out of another tackle. Across the 15. Run. Slips another hit. Driving inside the 5. Push and fighting his way to the 1. Yeah. Pushing his way to the end zone. Is he in? Touchdown, Patriots. Relentless. Damian Harris.
Herculean effort. What a run by Harris.
Yeah, so 7 different tackles he broke, but the thing that Patriots fans are going to tweak to.
Bob had himself a moment there.
Well, yeah, I think Zolak was spent from the Pee Wee football game from the day before. Scott did not fly out until Saturday night because his son played. And
yes.
Judging by what he tells me about his actions during the games he's coaching with his son, a lot left on the field. A lot. He leaves a lot in the field.
So I don't know if you saw it, John, or if they, on the broadcast made a big mention of it, but Patriots fans are going to freak out with Mac Jones being one of the players that drove Harris into the end zone.
Oh, no, not only that, he threw a block. Boy, couldn't get enough Mac on my timeline after that.
All right. It's awesome to see. But am I the only one who thinks that that guy's tempting fate sometimes? Like, I mean, the way that he's been, fairly physical, standing in there and getting crushed, involving himself. What was the, wasn't it the fumble that he kept going, digging for as well? That guy puts himself in positions that you're just sitting there going, there's going to be 1 week where we're all going to go, why was he part of that?
Yeah.
And he's going to get injured.
Dan said it in my ear, but I heard it too. Trent Green was talking about it on the broadcast. I mean, he is getting killed.
Yeah. He's getting absolutely crushed.
The block, I wouldn't worry so much about. That was more of a gymnastics roll.
He just kind of fell in front of the guy.
Well, he gave him a nice little roll, which good. I would do the same
thing. That's exactly what he's supposed to do.
Believe me, I am not taking, and it worked, and it was effective. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking it. This is not a shot at Mac Jones. I might take some today, but depending on the emotional reaction of the audience, but that you cannot fault him for that. I'm not worried about an injury. That is just rolling into a man's feet.
Well, in the battle of the rookie quarterbacks, this was obviously no fight.
No.
This was more like Steven Seagal versus the fat guy and out for justice.
Second down and 2. Play fake by Wilson. Deep drop under pressure. Fires down the middle. Come on. By J.C. Jackson. And the ball is batted around and eventually intercepted. Picked off at the 35-yard line. Play fake and a bootleg wipe by Wilson. Throws on the go pass. Intercepted off the deflection. Diving pick by Adrian Phillips. Wilson drops back a lot of time. Throws to the right. Picked off by J.C. Jackson. an underthrow, and he's got his second interception of the day.
Yeah,
that's about as bad as a throw you can have.
Yep. Wilson dropping back, drifting left, throws a deep ball, near side intercepted. Yeah. Devin McCourty waits on it, runs it back right across the 45-40. McCourty with a sudden step, 35.
Come on.
Angles left across the field, tripped up by Wilson. The rookie quarterback sprinting downfield to make the tackle, but Devin McCourty has the fourth interception of the day for the Patriots.
That was one of the worst ones you'll ever see.
Yeah, it was just awful. I imagine Scott Zolak dressed as Yosemite Sam while those comes are going. He's like, wow.
I'm telling you, he's a little spent from the day before. He is so invested in this Pop Warner team that his love for the Patriots is being challenged right now.
Now, Fred, I don't know if you knew this, but after, of course, his four interceptions, Kyle Van Noy, who was out with a throat injury.
I can't. Even Patriots fans were sending me a message going, what is this douche doing?
He tweeted only two words mid-game. Those words, ghosts again.
You're not a star. You're not a star.
The boogeyman.
Stop. Even the fans of the Patriots don't think you're a star. Like, you're not a star. Stop it. And I'm sure Belichick was thrilled by that. I'm sure he was enjoying that tweet.
Well, the Boogeyman t-shirt's back on sale, baby. Remember us? Wow. Oh, yeah.
So what if the Jets come in here and ultimately lose, but the Jets come in and, like, Wilson has a decent game? Belichick gonna grab Van Noy and just be like, you son of a bitch.
Well, speaking of that, the New York media, who has no chill at all, they ended up asking Zach Wilson whether indeed he was feeling spooked.
Do you feel like you were seeing ghosts out there at the turn?
No, most definitely not.
He did not like that question. No. Because
he's normal.
Not at all.
He's not Sam Darnold.
I know.
And then they went, yes, sir.
Which, by the way, is now the second coming, according to all the listeners.
2-0, baby.
Listen, he is
2-0.
Successful. He looked pretty good yesterday. Not bad.
Yeah, he did look good yesterday. Yeah. And so much for my take on New Orleans.
Jameis Winston. Yeah.
Jameis
not good yesterday.
I'm not right on many things. I nailed Jameis Winston.
All right, it's one game. Let's not go crazy. I thought he would be much better than that. It is week two. We'll see. We'll see how he plays against the Patriots. But, yes, as coming into the week, yes, you are definitely on the right side of history with that one.
Well, let's take some calls here. Some people are waiting for us.
Well, the one who was going to yell at me the most is gone. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, you guys totally grabbed my take on that offensive line pocket protection there. He was looking like he was getting killed. The run protection was I thought was way above average. It's just that offensive line. He was getting murdered. The turnstile thing there. You know what I mean?
And Matt, what's concerning is that it's not like he's holding on to the ball. Like, I mean, he's getting rid of the ball right away. They're not asking him to throw downfield, and he's still getting killed. I mean, and this offensive line was the strength of the team. It was going to be the strength of the team. And until they sort that out, that is a big problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't make much of it. I think some other shows actually might have, but we didn't make much of it. But, I mean, if he's going to get hit like that, you don't want that.
Who they got there? On Wenu, can they move him to tackle?
Well, that was one of the options, and I was waiting for them to do that, but they decided to keep him inside. I mean, he was a very good right tackle last year.
Because I think that Mac Jones got sacked like three times, like at the beginning of the game, like within the first like
they kept blitzing
quarter
over
and a half
right tackle. Yes,
and I believe almost all three times you can point right at that Yasir Durant, and say, all right, well, that's obviously on him.
Yes, and it took Belichick until midway through the second quarter or late in the second quarter to pull him out. And the kid took some punishment. Now, give the Patriots a little credit. You know, once Haran got in there, it wasn't a jailbreak like it was the first two quarters.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, good for them, but I don't know how Haran's going to react. I don't know. They need Trent Brown there, obviously. But they seem to fix their problems or at least mitigate the damage after the midway point of the second quarter when Durant went out.
And they did, if you count sacks, hit Wilson 11 times. So, that Jets offensive line still sucks. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll make it quick. One of the things that I really haven't heard talked about is these are the two teams that I think you should beat the way that you played, obviously. They're 1-1, but don't you kind of think they're holding the playbook for Mac, and they really don't want tape for New Orleans and Tampa? All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, I mean, they should. If that's this. The case, you got to beat Miami.
I don't think
Miami's a bigger win. You got to beat Miami.
I think they're holding the playbook because they want him to get a little bit of confidence right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's ready.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready yet. And listen, he's finding success. I mean, you know, his first 2 weeks have been good enough, and let him build on that until you're able to.
His second week was good enough.
I thought the first week was better than the second week.
So the point is, if you're holding back, the first game you don't hold back. That Miami, maybe against the Jets you hold back, but you don't hold back against Miami at home.
Well, you're not holding back because you don't want other teams to get tape. You're holding back because he's not ready.
But he also has he thrown for a touchdown yet this year? He's thrown for one. He threw it to Aguilar
last week.
Yeah, but they're in. I mean, they struggle in the red zone, and they're not. He's you know. They're in the red zone a lot, and they don't give him an opportunity to throw.
There are no holdbacks. They're not in a position to hold anything anywhere. They're doing the best they can to get the most out of this kid first two games of his pro career, and that means trying to run the football. And they had 100 yards rushing yesterday, not world beating, but they're trying to run the football. They're trying to make it so this kid doesn't have to do too much. You know, this kid doesn't have to rally them down the field and throw for a couple of touchdowns.
Which in the Jets game was smart.
Yes.
In the Miami game, maybe not so much.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I don't think this kid's going to have a wild improvement over the next month. I mean, they're going to have to play games this way. They're going to have to try and run the football and take the huge responsibility out of this kid's hands.
But in the red zone, as a Patriot fan, wouldn't you like them to see them open it up a little bit more in the red zone?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's no question.
Sure, once you get close, yes. But in a general sense...
No, I understand. Listen, they're handling him the right way in terms of developing as a quarterback. But again, John, like you've said... People want this team to win 11 or 12 games. This isn't about developing the quarterback. It's half about developing the quarterback and half about winning games.
Well, the people who are thinking they're going to win 12 games, I've said since the beginning, are irrational. You have to you know exactly what you have. You have a team that's trying to figure it out with a rookie quarterback, and the expectations after he ended up beating Cam just went through the roof. Super Bowl expectations from the Boston Globe and crap like that.
You're nonsense. This team is just not that.
Hey, they're good enough to make the playoffs. I can tell.
I think they will make the playoffs.
I'm not convinced of that yet.
Well, look at the rest of the AFC.
See, I know that.
There's only two teams that are 2-0 right now in the AFC.
I understand that, but you have a rookie quarterback. You have a team currently with offensive line problems and a defense that can't stop
John, I don't think they're going to, you know, be a number one seed.
I don't either.
I think they can squeak in as well.
I think right now 9-8, maybe 10-7.
I think 10-7 gets you in the playoffs.
With the extra wild card, you might be right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
And that's I think they get the extra wild card.
But this team... And Bert Breer told us on Friday, this team doesn't have a margin for error.
No.
This team can't win games like they used to.
They are going
Week one was a perfect example of that.
The 49ers are going to, Tampa Bay is going to absolutely destroy them.
See, Fred, they're holding back the playbook. That's when they bring it out.
See, if they were holding back the playbook and it gets to week 17... And Miami has to lose for you to get into the Super Bowl or to get into the playoffs, and you lost that game one. Well done.
Here's a perfect example of holding back the playbook. Yesterday, when they did the play that I forgot who Mac Jones threw it to, and then he tossed it back to Mac Jones.
It was James White.
Usually in the Tom Brady days, that would be a bomb towards the end zone.
Yes,
Mac Jones was like a 10-yard pass.
Well,
I thought the exact same thing.
But according to Trent Green, there was a guy running wide open in the middle of the field. Yeah. He didn't
You're
look
like,
at.
Here we go, and then it was boop.
It's so funny. I thought the exact same thing.
Gain of 15. Good for you. All right.
Hey, good. You got your first down. That's great.
And at the time, every Wilson pick was destroying me. And then they did the trick play, and I'm like, oh God, here we go.
And then,
it was like, oh, well, that's a first down. Okay. Well, that's so funny. I thought the same. I go, here it comes.
And then,
that ball's, we're not letting the ball go in the air for more than 10 yards.
Yep, that was just fine enough. And that's kind of the way that the Patriots are playing right now. Just fine enough.
And that's fine against the Jets, not against Miami. That's a game you had to win.
You did have to win.
But you did, listen, they handed you four. Zach Wilson played as bad as a quarterback can play. But that does not negate his physical abilities, which is all I was saying. It's not like I stood up here and said the Patriots are going to get killed and they're going to lose. I said the Patriots are going to kill them. Patriots are going to win the game.
There's a little gunslinger-itis between him and Trevor Lawrence right now.
Yeah,
those guys are throwing. They're being asked
to do well, just like Mac Jones isn't being asked to do a lot.
Yep.
We said Mac Jones was going to have the. Here's the deal. We've said all this. Mac Jones is going to have the best season out of the rookies. He has the best coaching. His team requires him to do the least. And yeah, Lawrence and Wilson they're asking him to win games. And I think Saleh, by his comments after the game, saying we have to learn, he has to learn to like be okay, like, you know, it just to take things and be okay. Yeah, he was playing hero ball. Kid got into the stadium. It was loud. Apparently, MetLife Stadium was loud, which it never is.
Saw him get booed. Well, pretty
hell yeah, he got booed. He should have gotten booed. Should be booed. Can't play like that.
Game two. Just the crowd's already turned on you.
No. If you're a Jet fan, Fred can speak to this obviously better than I can, but if you're a Jet fan and you're sold that this kid is the next big thing, and you see him throw up what he threw up yesterday,
you know, boo his ass. You know who doesn't like that? His mom. His mom doppelganger. Not a big fan of you booing her son.
Something else entirely.
I'm sure he loves that.
Mm-hmm.
But, he should be booed. He played like crap. It was embarrassing. Now, do I think he's ruined and like... And then the other thing is, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you think he's the best Jet prospect of your life. First of all, look at the list of the Jet prospects in my life. There's not a list of Hall of Famers here. And I think the kid is an incredible talent.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to find more success with the Jets? Him or Mark Sanchez?
Well,
because Mark Sanchez had a good team.
Early in their career? Right,
I would say as a Jet. Mark Sanchez had a good team around him, and they were able to make it to the AFC Championship.
Twice. God.
Which kid's a better quarterback? Wilson's a better quarterback.
Yeah, but who's going to have more success?
Who's going to have more success?
Oh, man.
Probably Sanchez.
Yeah, because then you're betting in the next 10 years that they make two AFC Championship games. I find that highly unlikely.
Probably Sanchez.
And
you, again, if you're a Jet fan, and for the first time in how many years you had the better quarterback, you supposedly have the better quarterback, and the Patriots don't have Tom Brady and are supposedly on a downturn, and that happens, you're going to boo him. You're going to boo the team. You're pissed.
I don't think many Jet fans think they were going to win that game. He was horrible. But, thank God these fans aren't scouts. I mean, Jesus, you have a bad game. You saw the Manning broadcast when they had Ray Lewis on, and Eli Manning was talking about how Ray Lewis was going and going, no, he's not the mic.
Yeah.
He's the mic, and his passer rating was zero. I mean, these things happen, people. Let's not go insane. Listen, he played as bad as you can play, but it doesn't mean he's not an incredibly physically gifted player. Are the Jets going to rule him? Maybe. Possibly. Probably.
History says yes.
History's on the side of that.
I do like the fact that last week you had players in the Patriots on the defensive side crapping all over Tua. This week they couldn't say nothing but good things about Zach Wilson.
Well, Zach Wilson,
it's almost like they know that he is going to turn it. They know Tua's going to suck. But I think that there was a little bit of respect and understanding that Zach Wilson is not always going to be this bad.
Listen, hopefully.
But man, he was bad.
Oh, dude, he was terrible. What do you think? I'm going to come in here and say he was good?
Well, according to the listeners, you are.
I just don't know. I don't know how I can come on the air and say they're going to lose. Then I put a post up that he played like dog crap. And people go, well, you said we were going to have plays where you said, whoa. Yeah, he does things physically that are hard to do. So you watch a game and you go interception, and then you go, oh wow, I didn't see the kid break five tackles and throw off one leg, a bullet down the field.
All they wanted was an, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. I think that's what you promised, and that's
he
all they wanted.
He threw a ball to Berrios where he was running backwards, threw off his back foot, and threw a dart 40 yards down the sideline.
Mac Jones threw for a first down on a reverse lateral pass.
A flick of the wrist. He threw a pop-up to McCourty for 45 yards down.
Mac Jones is going to have a better year than Zach Wilson.
For the millionth time.
That guy can gun it to the other team like nobody's business, Fred.
Well, it's still cool.
Got a great arm.
I still admit it looks cool.
It does. It did. It looked awesome.
The McCourty one didn't look so cool, but.
No, it was just a flick of the wrist, though. That's all it was. I mean, 45 yards later, there was McCourty to catch it.
That kid's got it. But that kid was trying to do too much. What can you say? What can you say? I just don't know what I said that was so wrong. But people just destroying me. And mean, too.
What are you, Zach Wilson's mom? They got to be nicer to you. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening. You were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap, the spot, the kick airborne to the uprights. And the line drive by Folk is good.
Money.
With 13 seconds to go here in the second. 31 consecutive field goals made by Nick Folk.
You know, it's all come down to a good team offense. You know, it's not just about one guy. We gotta block. We gotta throw, catch, get open, run the ball, string good plays together. So we just offensively string more good plays together. A little bit of the same thing last week. You know, we had good plays. We just didn't have enough of them.
Oh yeah. 985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And it was very tricky. The wind at the Meadowlands was very tricky. But Folk is going to set an NFL record for consecutive field goals. They don't count extra points, I guess.
He just beat out Guskowski by one. Was it like 31 consecutive?
Yeah. And now he made another one after that.
The Nordin factor. He's getting
pushed.
That's
right. He's being pushed.
Hey, listen, if Teddy J is going to be in with us, if Nordin was in there, he would have made even more.
Oh, you know what? If Nordin was in there, they wouldn't have needed him. Mm-hmm. They would have scored touchdowns.
Well, if Nordin was in there, they would have ended up having one more point. I mean, they would have made that extra point.
I haven't seen what the New York papers are saying about yesterday. Any clever headline puns that the Post or anybody, the Daily News?
Well, I mean, the game filled everyone with great confidence. It's wonderful. Don't know. I mean, how many years do you get of liking a team not making the playoffs? Like, it's a little difficult to watch.
Manish Mehta is the best.
Well, he's so bitter at the team.
Oh yeah, what's the hashtag that the Jets take? Oh yeah, take flight. He'll post these stats about just like how awful the team has played. Like he'll compare Zach Wilson, say the last time that a quarterback had a game like this statistic wise is like Nathan Peterman, blah 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 blah, and he'll put hashtag take flight.
Yeah,
like every single horrible thing he writes about the Jets, he'll always end it with hashtag take flight.
See, I had to stop following him on Twitter because he's not working, you know, right now. And it's just a man with a vendetta.
Oh.
A vendetta.
It's pretty fun. Matter of fact, that's one reason why if you're a Patriots fan, it's a good laugh.
Yeah, you should follow him if you're a Patriots fan. You'll love it.
No question.
He's, something like rookie quarterbacks that have thrown four interceptions, the last three have all been Jets. It was Darnold and I can't remember the other one, but the last it's Wilson, Darnold, and then not Sanchez. I can't remember who the other one was.
I can't remember, and I'm not trying to obviously dig it in, Fred, but I was trying to think about it. So Zach Wilson, you know, despite you know, him being a second game. When's the last time a quarterback came into Fox? When the Patriots played a quarterback that had that bad of a performance? I'm trying to think. Like, who was the last quarterback that was lost?
Yeah, there have been rookie quarterbacks that have entered and Belichick has made him look foolish.
Well, that's kind of his thing. You know, if you take a look at his record against rookie quarterbacks, I mean, it's pristine.
Well, there's quarterbacks that have thrown four picks. There's no question about it. I mean, if you've been in the league long enough, you have. Maybe not your second game. But, I mean, it's got to be...
four picks. It's just being completely lost out there.
It's got to be... it's got to be up there with one of the worst games.
Justin Herbert didn't look too good last year, if I remember right. Patriots beat him 45-0. I mean, Herbert, who had a pretty good year last year, didn't look good against the Patriots.
Yeah, and that game was bad. You're right. I'm trying to remember.
He had a 37 passer rating. I mean, that's bad. And so it's got to be.
Herbert had a 43 that day.
Okay, there you go. Herbert and Wilson were terrible. Listen, he was absolutely terrible. He was absolutely awful. And I didn't think the Jets were going to win that game. I didn't think the game was going to be close. In fact, when it was 10 to 3 for so long, I was like, Jesus, what's going on?
How much of this is on Saleh?
None of it's on Saleh. A lot of it's on LaFleur. I'm starting to question LaFleur. He's never been an offensive coordinator before, and he's asking an awful lot of Wilson. And the most interesting tweet that I saw was Shanahan's offense looks really good when it's in Atlanta. Like, Shanahan's offense does not look good for the Jets. It's bad.
Well, maybe they just don't have the personnel to make it work.
No, they're not a good team. But you shouldn't put your quarterback in a position where, especially when he's that off, to still be chucking it downfield like the way he is.
I found another one. Daniel Jones 2 years ago. Awful.
What was his passer rating?
Oh,
because I remember it being bad, but I don't remember it being this bad. It could have been.
Yeah, it was. I had moved on.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, it was 35-14 was the final. And Daniel Jones, 15 of 31 for 161 yards and 3 picks, passer rating 35.2.
Yeah, that's worse.
That's worse.
So, yeah, you know, I thought that they would confuse him. I thought that they would do things, but then he threw a couple picks where you're just like, woof.
Here's one of the headlines for the New York Post. Patriots shockingly praise Zach Wilson.
Well, yeah, they praised him. They thanked him for the game.
Great athletic ability.
Here's another one. Mac Jones was everything the Jets needed Zach Wilson to be. Jets explain sitting receiver as curious saga continues. Now, that's a good question.
The Jamison Crowder thing was odd because he told the media Friday he was good to go.
And also Mims. The second round pick from 2 years ago, which is the Douglas pick.
They're talking about Crowder there because you're right.
Yeah.
He went on the record on Friday saying, I'm all set.
But Mims has, at the very least, size.
But he, even when they are in practice, he's rotating as like their seventh receiver.
So that's the thing. Last year, he got a lot of playing time. Looked all right. That's a solid thing. It's like, I don't like this guy.
It's a LaFleur thing. Because LaFleur thinks he doesn't fit into the offense.
Okay,
because he's a vertical guy, and they want guys, they don't want that kind of guy, they don't want a straight vertical receiver. Whatever, it's a mess. But no, I don't blame Saleh for that. I don't think Saleh has a lot to do with the offense. I think it's completely LaFleur, and I think LaFleur has a lot of learning to do because it's not working. All right, we'll be back. Ted Johnson should join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.